Hello and welcome. I'm Will Ands, and this is our St. Andrew's Desert Island Discs on Star. Just been informed that like the system's playing up in quite a cheeky little way. So we don't know what music we're going to have today. We could have some random jingles. We could have a bit of everything. Could be an hour of me and my guest chatting for the whole time. But we shall see. There we go. welcome back as well to Rachel, our producer. She was ill last week, but she's back. And she's very excited to be here, helping out. Doing her job. My guest today is Mary. Yet goes by a different name. She's American, but not really. A London living, geography studying girl who Chris Gravening describes as opinionated, wise, and silly. Besides being on committee for the hugely successful Bongo Ball, she is also director of Under Canvas, an exciting new event to hit St. Andrews next semester. She's none other than Polly Mitchell. Polly, hi.
Hiya. Thanks, Will.
Very welcome. Welcome to the show.
I didn't really believe that you had a show until it happened.
And now you know.
And now I know.
Now you're on it. Let's go straight on to your first track and see if the system works. I think it will.
What is my first track?
Your first track.
Okay, I remember now. It's all good.
You remember now?
I remember now.
Introduce the first track to us. Why this track?
Oh, why this track? So this is You Haven't Done Nothing by Stevie Wonder, and requires quite a strange explanation. But my psychopathic mother played this probably for about 2 or 3 hours driving up to St. Andrews because she is the real Mary Mitchell, my mother.
To clarify.
thinks that she was in her past life a backup singer for Stevie Wonder, so can only really fathom playing one thing on an 8-hour car journey, and this is her favorite. So this is You Haven't Done Nothing by Stevie Wonder.
You Haven't Done Nothing by Stevie Wonder.
Great the radio track. Voice comes out.
The radio voice. Great track. I like it. Fun. Funky. And I can imagine your mum like dancing in the car to it.
I also now hate it. But after that incredible car journey, I think we were stuck in Carlisle for like 4 hours and that was still, she was like, no, Stevie Wonder. Only Stevie Wonder. But
only Stevie Wonder.
Makes sense if you...
And she's up tomorrow, your mum.
Yes. Mary arrives tomorrow.
Everyone's going to meet Mary.
Most people have met her. She's kind of a...
Well, I haven't. I'm very excited to.
Tomorrow it'll happen.
Tomorrow. Mary. Is she listening?
I hope not.
I hope she is. If not, get on it. Where is Mary?
She probably has some like clairvoyant way of finding the website.
Probably. Look, Georgia Hughes is shamelessly promoting the show.
Good.
Listen to Polly right now. Bongo Ball. Let's talk about Bongo Ball.
Let's talk about
Bongo.
So
you're on the committee for Bongo Ball.
Yes.
It was, what, 2 weeks ago now? Or a week and a half ago?
A week and a half. Almost 2 weeks.
Epically good fun. I was there. Absolutely loved it.
I saw you. I know you had fun.
Yeah.
In your monkey
suit. I believe I was having the best time of my life, as it was on the bubble TV thing.
Yep, that was hilarious.
But yeah, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I was behind the bar for much of it, so got to see a side that I don't usually get to see. And after 5 hours of drunk people was very much like, please make this stop. But I think it was really successful, so I enjoyed it.
Do you know
it.
How much money was raised?
Not officially, but at least £8,000. I know that
at
much.
At least, amazing.
At least. Yes. We haven't had a lot of things come back yet, but it can only be more.
And was David Wright a good director?
Fabulous. The best of directors.
The best of directors.
He definitely isn't listening, but if he is, brownie point.
Just in case. Well, if he's not listening, he means perfectly honest.
He was a great director.
He was a great
really,
director.
Really good.
I can imagine. no, he's a great guy. On to your next song, I think.
Yes.
I like this next song. Bit different.
Yeah, this is very, very much more folky. This is, my friends Imi and Ellie Mason recorded with these guys over the summer. And they're releasing a double-sided single at Christmas.
Cheeky.
they're called Stokes William. They went to school with a bunch of people here, I believe, or I've heard, and are a fantastic, fantastic kind of 8 or 9-person folk band. Who we hope will come and play at Under Canvas, the new event that I can only talk about. It's become my baby.
Your baby.
I've become one of those people who, like, when they have kids, cease to exist as a person. And now I've ceased to exist as a person because all I can do is talk about Under Canvas. But yeah, this is a great track, and hopefully you guys like it too.
That was Stokes William with Zion. Great track. And exciting they come up here.
Yeah, I really, really hope it works out, but we still have some negotiations.
And if there's 9 of them, where are they going to stay? In your bed? Your house?
All in my bed.
All of them
in my... Yeah, my...
So many time. Boys in Mary's bed.
Oh, this is going the wrong direction very quickly.
Emma, let's move on and talk about Under Canvas.
Okay.
What is Under Canvas? I mean, I know, but nobody else does. Well, maybe we do, but to clarify for those who don't know.
For those who don't know, Under Canvas is the rebranded Masquerade Ball, and we've taken the, like, really successful parts of last year, so the music and the festival atmosphere, and then made it much more universal and clear and... A lot more fun.
Last year energetic, we thought, vibrant.
Exactly. Hence the powder paint fight. But we thought that Masquerade was a bit weird because it was so successful, but in terms of having that kind of music, we had the Correspondents last year, lots of dancing, and having people in masks and black tie was a bit like, what is going on?
Slight image crisis.
Yeah. Exactly. We're just having an identity crisis, and this has made it, I think, just solidified it. As
a more coherent event, more fun, and something totally new for St. Andrews.
Yeah, I hope it'll bring some new feel. It should be good. I'm really excited, and the music will be the best part. So the whole thing is to make the music the focus, and I think it'll be one of the only kind of non-music events in the union that aren't... Jeez, man, I can't speak.
Exactly.
So, like, an evening marquee event, not black tie, no masks, just great music.
Universal
fun, energetic, paint. We're gonna get paint in there somehow. I don't really know
how. I've been thinking about this. I've got some bright ideas, maybe.
Shoot.
Marcina Hamilton has been helping me.
Oh, good. I think a powder paint, like, photo booth might work quite well, but inevitably, like, paint will get in equipment and stuff.
Yeah, that's tricky. But it'll be fun all the same.
Gonna ruin everything.
How many acts are we thinking of having?
Three or four. We have three kind of confirmed but not contract signed things, and then potentially a very exciting fourth.
Potentially a very, very exciting fourth. Let's play a track.
Should we make them guess?
Should we make them guess?
Or just see if they like it first and then be like, ta-da!
Okay, so we'll play the track. We'll see what responses
are. Is there any point in not introducing a track?
No, you might as well just introduce
okay.
it. Especially people already know it as well. They'll be like, oh, it's Elefino.
Oh, it's Elefino. So this is Elefino with More Than Me, I believe. I just introduced...
This is it. Great track. That was More Than Me by Elefino.
Elefino,
who knows? But great tune.
I'm a big fan.
Big fan, in so much so that you were dancing just then.
So much so that I was dancing, yeah, and on the actual night.
On the actual night.
I'm going to go crazy.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. I was reading the contract yesterday, which makes me so nervy. If you do not answer this in 4 days, it will be a binding contract. And now, yeah, now just freaking me out, but it'll be fine. It's fine.
It's a serious thing, you know?
It is.
And it's for a serious cause as well.
Always. Cystic fibrosis is the aim of the game, raising money for cystic fibrosis. So, a very personal cause, everyone.
Very personal cause.
Come to my event. Our event. Jeez, man. in April.
Come
in
to
April,
my baby. April.
Come to... Weird.
Yeah, slightly weird.
Too much.
But to date, we've raised, how much? You.
Not me. No. Not at all. Tom Curry started the event in 2009.
Yes. Do you think Tom Curry's listening?
I'm guessing he's at work. He's a real person now. Yeah. But we've raised £11,000 in 3 years. So hopefully we'll be able to step it up with the rebrand.
The rebrand.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be good. And where can we find out more about On the Canvas?
Well, glad you asked, Will. we just launched the Tumblr. So it's undercanvas.tumblr.com. Wait, what even is it?
Undercanvas.tumblr.com.
Yes, that's the one. And then like us on Facebook. We also have a nice, trendy, colourful, vibrant page.
It's all very exciting.
I think it's SDA Under Canvas, but otherwise just find a powder paint picture and it will hopefully have a link.
So to explain about the powder paint, as I'm holding a pint in my hand.
Powder paint.
The powder paint fight.
That was just kind of a celebration of the launch, and it illustrated what we want to, kind of the feel of the event. It's very informal and colourful and laid back and fun.
And some of the best photos from it.
Really, really sick photos. Thanks to Tom Whelan, my flatmate, who hopefully is listening, but probably not.
May have slipped his mind.
Yeah, I didn't even realise that he owned a camera, and then he came out with those, and it was like, oh man, those are so great.
Such cool photos.
Yeah, great photos.
And a really cool video as well, which is also on the Facebook page.
Thanks, Kelly Diepenbrock.
Yeah, Kelly Diepenbrock, if she's listening.
So many plugs and so little time.
It's fine. You still got another, like, 35 minutes to plug.
Good.
So much plugging. let's go on to your next song.
Yes.
Now, this is different again.
This is
a very different feel from Elefino Fino.
Or as Chris says, Elefantino.
Elefantino.
Even though I've told him so many times. This is, the next one is by Son of Dave, who is crazy. He's like, I don't know, a 50-year-old guy who plays a harmonica and has a loop pedal.
Very cool character.
So cool. And has released some really, really neat stuff over the past few years and has been on Jules Holland a number of times. And he is confirmed. Just have to do all the scary contract-y things. And this is the song that I chose was Hellhound, which illustrates his skills with a harmonica.
And this is it, Hellhound by Son of Dave.
Here she comes. Like a hellhound.
That's Hellhound by Son of Dave. Very, very cool.
Very, very cool. Yeah, that was slower than he usually does it, but it was just all him and a loop pedal and a harmonica. So he's...
One very skilled man.
The bomb.
The bomb. Some exciting news for everyone. At least for me, in 2 weeks' time, we've got the principal coming on, which is quite exciting.
Super exciting.
I know. Louise Richardson, like, perhaps the biggest beanock of them all.
The biggest of them all.
The stand should do that.
They really should. That would be a very ironic beanock.
Yeah. So if anyone who's unaware...
Is that actually irony? I'm not entirely sure.
Well, no, because it is quite ironic. So I think the stand are after, someone else. Maybe.
You, Will.
Me.
Me.
Or Georgia Hughes.
Oh my God, Georgia Hughes would be the best. The
Georgia
best
Hughes, be there. The biggest peanut there is.
I know you're listening, Georgia.
Georgia.
I think they should definitely choose her. She'd be hilarious.
Or like Christopher Gravelin.
Cries.
Cries. He'd have all the Scando vote.
Well, he would have the Scando vote. He'd also be like, I'm involved in everything.
Don't walk. Yeah. Under canvas.
So many things.
Interesting. Also, talking about the principal, she's officially endorsed the event.
She is officially endorsing the event. We went to see her last week, and she was very enthusiastic and excited about the event. She's given us a written endorsement, which makes things much more fluid when organising an event, because then everybody's like, oh, the principal's endorsing it.
It helps to have her behind us. Yeah, it's good. And she'll be there at the event, hopefully?
Yeah, she came last year, so hopefully she'll attend for a bit this year as well.
Make an appearance.
That'll be great.
Now, let us not forget, this is Desert Island Disc.
This is Desert Island.
And so at the end of the show, I shall be casting you away to a lonely, solitary desert island in the South Pacific.
Wouldn't
perhaps.
Do so well.
No?
Mm-mm.
Why is that?
I burn. I have freckles. Not only would I burn, but then I would very much die before I could invent anything to get me off an island.
Okay. And how'd you deal with being alone?
I'd probably be fine. For about 2 weeks, and then I'd probably go insane.
Do you think?
Yep.
Start talking to yourself.
Yeah, well, that probably happened before 2 weeks, but we're
day two.
Hour four.
Hi, Polly, how are you?
I'd probably be so freaked out by the circumstance that had landed me on a desert island that I don't know. Who knows? I'd probably do something really stupid. But,
by yourself on a desert island?
I don't know.
Something.
But I have something. Items, right? I have things to play with.
You will.
I will.
And we're going to clarify
learn more about
what
them
it is
later.
You get later.
Okay.
Very exciting choices.
Kind of. Very literal choices.
Very, very much so. Your next track, I'm listening to it now, is very, very cool.
What is my next track?
That's your next track.
Oh, my next track.
Now, why this track, Polly?
So this track is a Jamie XX track. It's Far Nearer. And this is... God, it's going to get really cringe really fast. it is... So last summer, my parents are moving back to the US next year. And so we spent last Christmas out there in New Mexico where they're moving. And I spent New Year with my brother. We never spent any time together, and we happened to. So this song very much like encapsulates the time with my brother, but
so sweet.
It also
so sweet.
Also just went downhill so fast, and I had to drive him to a New Year's party, which just essentially ended up me driving my completely smashed brother in the New Mexico desert where they filmed The Hills Have Eyes, and I was so lost. But this is playing, and it made me feel better, and, like, it will always... I mean, it does just remind me of him, and he absolutely will not be listening. And if he was, he'd be like, you were the biggest cringe I've ever heard. But...
I mean, I hope he's listening.
It is a really cool song, regardless.
It is.
Yeah, so...
So this is it. This is Far Nearer, Jamie XX.
Thank you.
that was Fine Era by Jamie XX. Tune!
Such a nice track!
Such a nice track. Okay, so we come to the my favourite part of the show.
Where it all goes wrong.
Where it all goes hideously wrong, no. So we're on to the Marcel Proust questions, whereby we create a portrait of you as a person through questions and answers.
Mm-hmm. Where no one will come to this event because I look like an inevitable loser.
Never, no, not at all.
It'll be fine.
So the first question, which is, you know, always my favourite.
Yes.
What do you most admire in a man and a woman?
Right. I think in a man, judging on a trip to Edinburgh that I made the other week, which ties in to a track that I will play.
Nice.
I will play. Rachel will play. There was a man with the most perfect beard that I have ever seen. And I think it kind of inspired my love of
In what way was it perfect?
Beard. It was... He had very dark brown hair, and it was just very well manicured, but also a very nice length. And just so, it was just, I just wanted to touch it. But I couldn't because I didn't know him, so I didn't.
Let me stroke your face.
Incredible, incredible beard envy. My flatmate almost had to restrain me. And the people we were with knew him, were like, he's a horrible person. But it was like, I don't care. I just don't care. Have you seen his beard? But, Movember, on the other hand, I only liked, like wonderful facial hair, not... Bum fluff.
Not bum fluff. No, the whole Movember thing's quite an issue, isn't it?
A very good cause, but everybody just looks hopelessly paedophilic.
Yeah, handlebar moustache.
Mutton chops.
Mutton chops.
But then also, I think, along with the perfect beard, an appreciation of the ridiculous, but cannot be applied to his facial hair. So ridiculous facial hair, no, but...
So not a sort of Billy Connolly multicolour style.
I will not be your friend if you have a Billy Connolly multicoloured beard.
That's what I was going for as well, my God.
Goddamn.
So unfortunate. Yeah. And in a woman?
Not so much facial hair. probably the same appreciation of the ridiculous, just being silly. But then also, it's going to get deep real fast and George is going to make fun of me, but I think just doing what you like instead of what you should do.
Being true to yourself. But that's just in a woman.
Mary Mitchell is percolating through this entire radio show. yes, applied to both. But
mother's daughter. Mother's daughter.
Yeah, she's a crazy lady. Well, it makes sense when you meet her that she's a yoga instructor that you must like, peel off the ceiling. But
and on to the next question.
Yes.
Another great one. If not yourself, Polly, who would you like to be?
Beyonce.
Why?
Definitely Beyonce, because she has the best life. She's Beyonce.
And she's got a bootay.
She's got a bootay, and, like, have you listened to her music and her lifestyle? She's not only married to Jay-Z and has a crazy named child and, like, is besties with Obama, but is famous and cool, and so chill and beautiful.
So chill. Did you watch the election?
I did. Some of it, and then I just had it on, like, in my room, and I very much fell asleep.
And then woke up happy.
I did. I woke up elated.
Elated.
I met Obama once.
You did?
I did. I met him. There's the cringest picture somewhere on my Facebook, which no one should ever find because I have a very low ponytail and I'm wearing a pink fleece. I think I'm about 11. Not an excuse to look like that. But
that's exciting, though.
It did happen.
It's on Facebook?
Somewhere.
I'm going to look later.
The depths.
The deepest depths of
that
would, Facebook.
Yeah, that's some aggressive procrastination to find that.
But. I'm writing an essay. I'm bored. You know how it is. Desperate measures. How do you most wish to die? Morbid.
On a desert island. Probably something really boring, like, in my sleep. But that would be incredibly boring. My flatmate Jasmine, last year... This is a horrible story. But her ideal way to die... And no one, like... I just don't know why anyone would be my friend after this story. But her ideal way to die is in space, being, like, eating herself to death, while simultaneously being eaten by a dinosaur, which is probably the most random thing I've ever heard in my entire life. But I do understand the whole, like, eating yourself to death thing, because it's a very, like, it's a good pain, like having the sun in your eyes. Good pain.
Is it being sort of very painful full. Pain? Like, you feel sick?
It is a pain. Very painful pain, but, like, you have enjoyed the, like, lead-up to your death.
And then you die.
So much cake.
Well, be eaten by a dinosaur.
I don't want to be... No, that's not... I don't want to be eaten by a dinosaur. That's also very, very impossible.
Yeah. But, you know, if you had any way to die... Even the impossible.
Probably.
Then why not?
Something incredibly boring and fast.
What's Polly Mitchell's advice for the young?
What? Polly Mitchell's advice for the young. Do whatever you can to try and be like Beyonce, probably.
Be Beyonce.
Just be Beyonce.
Everyone be Beyonce.
Be true to yourself. I don't think I have anything.
More wise
words. I just don't have anything on the...
What would you say is your worst?
What's your burst quality?
What's your burst trait? What's your worst and best trait?
Worst trait is probably the fact that I worry about everything, which everybody probably has picked up on that I know, because it's like, is this okay? Have I done this right? Can you look over this again? A massive worrier, which is ridiculous. But that is definitely very annoying for everyone.
And your best trait?
Best trait. I think if I'm going to go on my own judgment of character, I have a very healthy appreciation of the ridiculous.
Okay. It's kind of a strong theme of ridiculous in your life,
just,
is it not?
Well, no, just in this radio show, I wouldn't put on the spot. I think that's just...
I suddenly feel
very ridiculous.
In which case, let's go on to our next song.
Which is... Oh, God, this one is ridiculous.
It is quite ridiculous.
Okay, so this is a Nick Drake song, which is Which Will. And I used to listen to this before I went into every exam at school, and it used to, like, calm me down and make me feel like I could do this, I could get these grades, and then now I just hate it more than anything. But whenever I feel it, whenever I hear it, it's just, massive memories.
Which Will, Nick
Drake. Memories!
Which Will by Nick Drake.
Yeah, that
nice
was...
Nice song. Although Polly was hating it the whole
well,
time.
It just reminds me of the, like, 2 years of, like, I'm going into an exam. But I feel like if I did, I made it through. If I was on a desert island, maybe I would either... That would either make me kill myself faster or calm me down. Like, winning
either
both
or.
Ways.
Always winning. Georgia has just found the most amazing photo of you with Barack Obama.
Which is just, like, I just look like, I don't even know why, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, no, you're young, I mean, it's kind of funny. And doesn't Barack look great?
I'd look like such a noob, it is unbelievable. Pink fleece, low ponytails, and beads.
I think it's great, I think it's really good.
It's embarrassing, but amazing at the same time.
Yeah.
And my brother also looks pretty funny.
Which one's your brother?
The little one that looks like a... Mouse. No, not that one.
Oh, the little mousy one.
The mousy one that comes up to his chest.
So young. Oh, well, that's nice.
I refuse to believe that I ever looked like that, but it happened.
It did indeed happen. It did indeed happen. And what is it like being a young Polly? How is your
young
youth?
Polly? Oh, this is... why are we doing this? This is just going to start crying. No, I won't act. I won't be that awkward.
Try not to.
Young Polly. Awkward and strange. Wasn't really
awkward and strange.
Nothing has changed.
But you're American, but you've lived in the UK most of your life.
Yeah, I was born in the US. I was born in New York, and then I moved to Switzerland when I was 6, and I lived there until I was 9, and then I've lived in England ever since I was 9.
But you regularly get back to the States.
Yes, and my parents are moving back there at the end of the year. So yeah.
Is that exciting for you?
It is exciting. It is just incredibly difficult to get to. And they're like, I hope you visit. It is probably the most inconvenient place to get from St. Andrews, but it'll be fun. I have
St. Andrews to New Mexico.
St. Andrews to Santa Fe, New Mexico is like 32 hours of travel.
That's fun.
Mm.
Just think of how many times you listen to the Nick Drake song over and over again.
It would definitely make me kill myself faster. That is now, I realize, the aim of having this as a Desert Island disc.
Just in case you want to kill yourself, you could.
I could listen to Nick... Well, I love Nick Drake, but not that song anymore. I'd like overplaying to an extent that I didn't even believe possible.
That's fine. You don't need to listen to it again. That's it now.
Never.
Until you go to this desert island. We were talking about dinosaurs earlier, like being eaten alive by a dinosaur. Your next track has a slight dinosaur connection.
Plogging.
Your next song being...
My next song is... it's Walking Song by Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs. And it is... I saw him in Edinburgh a couple of weeks ago and just had the most fun. I don't think I've danced that hard for forever. So... I think this is kind of a, like, I'm really enjoying this right now, and I would definitely be enjoying it in the future. And it's just really fun, and I really like him. Apart from his whole gig, he was wearing a cape. A cape and a big, like, headdress, and was just very seriously pressing buttons. Meanwhile, everybody else was going insane. I was having the best time at the front, like, there's confetti, and
Sounds amazing.
It was the best time ever. And hopefully,
best
I think...
Best
time ever. Thinking maybe as an ambition, potentially, hopefully... But now that I say it, it will never happen. Maybe we'll get him up from under canvas at some point.
Maybe. That could be very exciting.
It would be the best day ever.
Best day ever.
So this is,
we can keep hoping.
This is Walking Song by Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs. Song by Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs. My mum doesn't appreciate it that much.
yeah, my mum wouldn't either. She'd be like...
I think it's a generational thing.
Well, even my... Olivia Lewis, I know you're listening. was just like, this is so beepy. Why are you playing this?
This is so beepy.
I don't listen to beepy music.
So beepy.
But people cool. I live with are like, I love beepy music.
You either love it or you hate it. It's a bit like Marmite.
Not really.
Maybe.
Not so much.
Not
I feel
so
like
much.
There's an age gap, and she's very much a 40-year-old woman.
Yeah, probably. That's kind of what it is.
At heart. Yeah. Boom. But
we come to that point of the show where we almost have to say bye. It's very sad.
Times.
I know, we've got all of 5 minutes left. So
lucky you!
Lucky me, then I can escape. So, Polly, I give you one luxury which can't be practical or communicative. What is your luxury?
Luxury. I believe I chose a hammock because of the multi-faceted use of a hammock. I feel like I could trap fish as well as dress myself and sleep in a hammock.
But then
imagining myself trying to catch anything with a hammock was very amusing.
What a great image of you running around with a
hammock.
Standing
in the sea, like... water to my knees just trying to catch fish with a large
with a massive
thing
hammock.
Of cloth and then having to sleep in it at night would be horrible.
It could
many uses of a hammock.
So a hammock is good. I give you a hammock and I give you the complete works of Shakespeare and the Bible should you want it, and also 50 Shades of Grey should you want it.
Always.
And what is your other book that you'd like to take?
My other book is incredibly boring, but my favourite book ever is. It's called Teaching a Stone to Talk and it's by Annie Dillard, and it is very much a slightly crazy scientific woman just observing things.
Teaching a stone to talk.
I don't actually know why the book is called Teaching a Stone to Talk, but there are several amazing, amazing chapters which everyone should read. She's really cool, but not... Yeah, it's very dense and it's just taking me forever.
So that'll keep you company on desert islands.
Exactly. Lots of ways to interpret things.
Wonderful. The last song is...
So much meaning. Shameless plugging. Cyril Hahn's Say My Name remix.
Which is a great song.
It's a Destiny's Child remix.
And it's also the song that goes to the video for the promo.
So not only does this tie into my need to be Beyonce, as it's a Destiny's Child remix, but we played it to the video, the promo video of Under Canvas, which turned out really, really, really well.
Great and success.
So like us on Facebook.
Yes, like Under Canvas on Facebook. Go on to undercanvas.tumblr.com. Like Stars Atlantis on Facebook. plug.
Plogging.
And I should say thank you, Rachel, for being a wonderful producer, as always.
Thanks, Rachel.
And thank you, Polly, for coming on the show.
Anytime.
And this is Sarah Hahn's remix of Say My Name.